Consequence Podcast Network. Bora hey, Iconic Army.
Bora hey.
BTS is back.
They're back.
They are so back. RM, Taeyong, Jimin, and Jungkook all got out last week. It was amazing to see them out and about. It seems like, honestly, the amount of press that they got immediately was overwhelming. I'm thinking about the videos of Jungkook and Jimin, like Jimin like blushing and almost like hiding his face behind the flowers.
They were both a little shy. Cute. That is such a cute photo of those two next to each other with the flowers over their faces.
Yeah. But I mean, did you see the zoom out picture of all of the cameras that were, it was like a semicircle of literally hundreds of cameras, like so many people crowded super close just to like get that shot of them.
Yeah.
But that was super cute. And then like RM and Taeyong and then Jungkook and Jimin did like Weverse lives afterwards after they got out. So that was so great to see.
Very great to see. And it was so just overwhelming in terms of like all of ARMY and just seeing BTS. Like I feel like the time has finally come and it just feels a little surreal.
Yeah.
But I know I've been in my BTS feels lately, like with Festa and everything. I just feel like everything is right in the world when it's so not. But you know, like in terms of BTS ARMY world, it's like we're complete again, except missing Yoongi so hard right now.
Right.
He's almost out.
So close.
Yeah.
But it doesn't stop Hobie from at his concert declaring, "We are back.
We are
back."
Yes.
Love it so much. And I agree. Like, so much is not right in the world right now. But like, BTS is giving us that like tiny sliver of like feeling whole, feeling complete again.
This part is complete and okay.
This part's good.
But yeah, J-Hope ended up having his last couple of concerts for his Hope on Stage tour. And all of BTS got to attend his concert. Mm-hmm. So we got a lot of really great moments and clips from these interactions between the members, especially like Taecook. They were like super lovey-dovey with each other.
Teasing each other.
Jungkook was like tickling Taeyong and Taeyong was living for it.
Taecook is back.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Taeyong looked so fine. Oh my gosh. All of the pictures from him in the military and now out of the military. He is massive. It's crazy. He's just a totally different person.
It's like ridiculous. I've been asking you how you're gonna deal and like how, like, because honestly you were already like, oh, he's so hot, like before, and of course everybody thinks that, right? But like now he's like, I mean, he's had the most transformation,
I feel like
out of any member. He just looks massive and it's just all muscle.
Yeah,
it's insane. And crazy. His waist is like tiny at the same time.
I know,
like,
if he keeps that shape and you know, if he ends up staying that muscular with comeback, oh no, then I'm really in for it.
Yeah.
But yeah, at the concert, Jin was there too, and Namjoon and Yoongi.
Yoongi!
So adorable seeing him in this like beanie, sending all these like little heart waves over towards J-Hope on the stage. He looks so tiny next to all of the members now because like he has not had to do any like physical military service, and so he just looks like his like little typical tiny Min Yoongi standing next to all of them.
So cute. I saw this meme like the day, like the morning of like his first, you know, second to last concert that all the members went to. And it was like, I saw Yoongi, so I'm no longer mentally ill. And I was like, that is so real.
It is.
As much as we can declare BTS is back and that we're so happy we're in this era now, we're still missing Yoongi so hard. And it won't feel complete until he's back on the 21st.
Yeah, but he got to be at the concert, so it was
which was great. Yeah, it was awesome he got to go. I was so happy about that. One thing that I loved in the concert was when J-Hope performed Mic Drop. There's so many videos of all of the rest of the members standing up in their like box where they're at, and they're all doing the choreo. And I just like, I thought that was so cute. Like, it was
It's like, a glimpse of them just getting back into, I mean, who knows when was the last time they did that choreography, right. And they got to just go out there and enjoy it as, you know, people who are just watching his concert.
Just reuniting.
Yeah. Being together, having a night out and just dancing to Mic Drop together. Casually. Yeah. So incredible. There were some performances with the members that J-Hope did for the last part of his concert here, which we were kind of expecting he would maybe do something with the members.
Yeah.
So Jin and Jungkook were the ones to perform with him. So Jungkook performed 7 and J-Hope ended up doing Lotto's verse, and he totally killed it.
Yeah,
like,
he did.
It was so cool to hear J-Hope rap Lotto's verse. Like, that was impressive. They also did Nothing Without Your Love, Jamae Vu, which was really just perfect. And then Jin and Hobi performed Spring Day together.
Incredible.
Yeah.
I just have to say about 7, like, Jungkook performing at all. He literally got out of the military and next day is performing in concert. Like, who else but Jungkook, you know? And he, like, he probably did it with barely any practice or preparation. Yeah. Just going right back into that 7 choreography. Like, immaculate. Also, like, he just looks so good, like his hair. And a lot of armies were talking about that he has a new tattoo that was peeking out of his jacket. You can barely see it, like, going up his shoulder onto his neck a tiny bit. So we shall
wait. It is new, because just watching the performance, once you had said that, I was like, oh yeah. Like, that looks different. I don't recognize that tattoo.
Yeah, it has like some, it looks like it has a little bit of red in it too. And so we shall wait for the tattoo reveal. I also really loved the Jamae Vu performance, like, by those three. Like, I don't know when the last time we heard that song in concert was. Like, how cool.
That was a wild card song.
Yeah, yeah. For sure. But perfect trio, you know, like, perfect opportunity to do it with those three. And then during Spring Day, I saw this video of Yoongi and RM looking at each other and just kind of, it looked like they were reminiscing. Like, I mean, they are two old friends, but it was like two best old friends. Like, they've been through so much, and then they're listening to these song lyrics that they wrote, you know, 10 years ago together, here post-military on their 12-year anniversary. Like, that was really, really cool.
Very special. I can only imagine what they talked about in that moment. I'm sure there was a lot of reminiscing.
Yeah.
Oh, love that for them. It's just, it's a wonderful time. It's Festa right now. We're not going to be talking too much about Festa in this episode, because J-Hope dropped Killing It Girl. And I think all of you can probably agree that, like, this episode needs to be about Killing It
Something
Girl.
Something takes precedence here. And that would be that he's shirtless. And also, I'm just thinking about, like, of course, all the members went to his night one concert. But what if they were there night two when he unzipped his jacket and he's shirtless?
I know.
Like, I wish we could have seen, like,
their reaction.
The Maknae's reaction to that, because they would have been crashing out.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I think Yoongi would have been crashing out.
I don't know what Yoongi would have been able to do.
Watch.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing. We will talk a lot about Festa over the next couple weeks, because Festa is going to be going on for the entire month of June. So we'll be sure to cover a lot of that content. But we are going to talk about Killing It Girl today.
Yes. Couldn't wait.
Hello, and welcome to Long Time No See, the podcast. Each week, we'll be pairing two blindfolded comedians who've agreed to sit down with a mystery guest. I'll be putting them on the spot with a series of questions about their careers, lives, and opinions. Without further ado, please remove your blindfolds and introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Michael.
Hi, Andrea.
I have to be honest with you, I am so relieved to see it's you.
Do you have any irrational fears? What's the worst fad you were into? Is there any job that you would be terrible at?
Underwater welder?
Don't say that about yourself.
Do you guys have any useless talents?
I kicked one of those delivery robots.
What? You kicked one?
Yelling. I kick those all the time.
They have names on them.
Good.
I can make smoke come out of my mouth with nothing.
Do it.
You want to see it?
What the f***? Are you a dragon?
Out now, Long Time No See, the podcast, season 2. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. We're your hosts. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Standing BTS,
your favorite informative fangirl podcast.
All right, today we're going to hang out for about an hour, and we're going to be talking about killing it, girl. We're going to be getting into the production, the lyrics, the choreography, the incredible music video, and of course, just J-Hope in general and how he looks and how fine he is and all of this. Yes.
Oh my God. Before we get into it, we want to say thanks, Iconic, so much for being here and for all of your support. If you'd like to support us even further, you can join our Patreon to have access to our episode documents, our monthly virtual hangouts, sound checks, and so much more. You can join us on patreon.com/standingBTS.
Thanks for being here, for all of your support, and of course, for listening. All right, so let's just get into some background information on Killing It Girl featuring Glorilla. Killing It Girl is the third and final song from the trilogy of singles released by J-Hope in 2025 during his world tour, Hope on the Stage. So we kind of had predicted, a lot of armies were speculating that there would be a third release with the last like Asian leg of his tour, and we did get it. So here it is. He really did save the best for last, I would say. Yeah. In my opinion, this song is my favorite of the three.
Yeah.
But all of them are great. This one is just, it really slays.
Yeah, you lost sleep over this song when it came out.
Yeah. Yeah, I have not lost sleep over a song in a real long time, but the last time I really remember losing significant sleep was Black Swan. Mm-hmm. Like, I just put that on repeat. I didn't even have a music video or anything for it. Like, I just had the song.
Yeah.
I loved it so much, but I couldn't sleep. And when Killing It Girl came out, I really could not sleep.
Yeah.
I just have to share a quick story. Sorry.
Yeah.
When it dropped, I was actually in a terrible mood because I had been with Millie all week and Corey was out of town. So I was just kind of feeling like run down.
Mom stress.
Everything that could have gone wrong went wrong that day. Like, I legit stubbed my toe after, like, I had cooked a meal for Millie for daycare and it exploded in the kitchen. And I got myself a Diet Coke and Millie kicked it over and it was like all over my white carpet. It was awful. I was in a terrible mood. So Corey came back home that night and I just was like unpacking all this on him. And then I got a text from you, KLS, with the link to the music video. And I kind of had forgotten that Killing It Girl was coming out at like 11 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was just like, oh, so whatever, you know. And so I roll over in bed and I start watching Killing It Girl, and all of a sudden, just boom, mood entirely changed. I was like kicking screaming. I was like, oh my God, you know? And Corey just, I mean, he couldn't help but to laugh. He's like, really? You were just in the worst mood ever. And you were coming at me so angry. Haven't seen you in a week, but you see one video of J-Hope and you are just, everything's fine.
Yeah. But it's Jung Ho-seok.
Right. Yeah.
Do you see him?
Yeah. But yes, I couldn't stop watching the music video and I couldn't stop listening to the song. And I was messaging Iconics on Instagram and just like raving about it, posting on our story, all that. Because yeah. I was just in love.
I knew you were in deep when I woke up to like a bunch of notifications on our Instagram because you had posted not just like a like Instagram story but an actual post too. Yeah. I was like, oh, she's down bad.
I already had to get my opinions out there, you know.
Yeah.
So anyways, there is an alternate solo version of Killing It Girl 2 that has featuring only J-Hope's vocals. That was just him, you know, so you can listen to the featuring Glorilla or you can just have the J-Hope version too.
But honestly, I prefer the version with Glorilla.
Me too.
She came in and she killed this verse. So if you don't know about Glorilla, she's a 25-year-old Grammy nominated rapper and she's from Memphis, Tennessee. She's known for her thick Memphis accent and her super fun personality. Like, she is just somebody that like lights up the room. She's funny. She can kind of like get along with anybody in that kind of professional setting.
Mm-hmm.
She first gained recognition with her song FNF or Let's Go, and afterwards signed with Yo Gotti's label. And a couple of her songs that you might know, her top songs are Yeah Glow, Tomorrow 2 featuring Cardi B, and then What You Know About Me featuring Sexy Red. She's also collaborated with like Megan Thee Stallion. She has some other really great hits too.
Mm-hmm.
And she brought a really great like feminine badass energy to song.
Yeah.
So I love the version with her.
Yeah, yeah, I do too. And I feel like it's similar to me with how I felt about Seven. Like, I really like Lotto's verse in Seven, and I feel like I would always just listen to the one with Lotto, and that's how I feel about Killing It Girl. Like, I really love Glorilla's verse and it fits perfectly in the song.
Truthfully. I totally agree.
Yeah, it adds a lot to it. Okay, so let's get into the production of Killing It Girl. There's a handful of producers and writers. For producers, it's Circuit, Blake Slatkin and Ivernus. And then the writers are J-Hope, Glorilla, Circuit, Blake Slatkin, Ivernus, Theron Thompson, Jessica, Agomar, and P-Dog. P-Dog's on it, of course. But cool. Yeah.
As a writer, though, yeah, not a producer.
Not a producer. But J-Hope being the first listed for writers.
Right.
You know?
J-Hope, so, and then Glorilla next. It's pretty, yeah. Usually the order is like contributes to how much they wrote on it. So.
I think of it as like ingredient lists.
Yeah, I think so. Totally.
So this vibe, it is giving a 2006 hip hop with that like constant high pitched percussion. We sat down for a good like 15 minutes trying to figure out what this like you know, that like clinging sound that you hear. It's very high pitched, it's percussion, but Kayla, you said it sounds similar to like hitting metal on a glass kind of thing, like a ding ding ding,
like a wooden dowel on like a glass.
Yeah
but like we know that this was made with like an electronic keyboard, you know.
It's
but like
produced.
That's like, yeah, but that's what it would be if you were like making it live in studios. Mm-hmm. But that sound is so distinct for this song it and is. Throughout the entire song.
Yeah, you can see it in the choreography at the very beginning. Like if you watch the performance videos of the choreography, you can see the dancer in the front like acting as if he's hitting like a piece right. of metal, you know, and playing that instrument. But yeah, it's heavy on that sound. That's what really carries the song. There is a good amount of auto-tune that you hear in the first verse of J-Hope's verse, and it's, I mean, he's got a deep voice during like the intro chorus and all of that, but you hear just like this pretty tasteful auto-tune.
It's on selective words. It's yeah. not on all of them. It's like, get with you in the worst way, you know. Yeah. It's like on that one, you know. Mm-hmm. It's not the whole time, but it really is. I think it's tasteful too. I think yeah. it adds to it.
I think it does too. I think at first it might be a little jarring, like, ooh, that's auto-tune. Mm-hmm. But once you listen to it, it adds to the song. It's like a production piece of it. That, yeah. Is enjoyable, I think, at this
point. I agree.
Point.
It was a little jarring at first, but I think for me, like, I'm just not used to hearing that amount of autotune in a BTS song, yeah. you know, or like in a J-Hope song. But mm-hmm. like, there's obviously other artists I listen to that use that amount of autotune, and more like Charlie XCX, her whole thing is using autotune like that. That's like part of her style, yeah. you know, and I love her music. Mm-hmm. So it just took like one listen to adjust to it, and then I was like, okay, I get what
then,
he's
yeah,
doing
you
here.
Pass it, yeah.
And it fits the vibe of the rest of the song mm-hmm. so well. So I love that part.
Yeah. So further into this production, there's really three core elements. It's that high-pitched percussion that we hear, super heavy bass, which we love this bass. I mean, the hip thrusting that you see throughout is like literally in beat with that heavy bass. Like,
yes, it is.
That's how prominent it is.
It's so good.
There's also a clap that's going on. Mm-hmm. Those three pieces. And then during the chorus, there is like a subtle synth chord progression that happens during mm-hmm. the chorus. It's very subtle. It just kind of helps elevate the song a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, like
during
a slight melody there. Yeah. Yeah. There's also like a good element of background vocals there. Like there's some Oz going on, and particularly at the beginning of the song, you'll notice like J-Hope's panting as part of the beat too.
Yes.
That is just like, once you notice it, it's addictive. Yay. And it turns up the heat of the song, I feel. Mm-hmm. So I really love that part. And honestly, like when we listen to this song, we both feel like empowered. We feel hot as fuck. Like mm-hmm. this is such a good song to like go out walking and strut your stuff to, or like go to the gym and like work out so hard mm-hmm. to. We literally just get lost in it when you're listening. This is a song where I feel like you can just loop it.
Yeah.
Like when the first day it came out and I went to the gym that morning, I looped it like 5 times in a row.
I love it.
And honestly, the music video contributes to that too. Like the music video has kind of like that similar start and end where like it just wants to be replayed,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
And it just feels very empowering. You feel very sexy when you're listening to it. And it's like, when you think back to these three singles that he's put out, like Sweet Dreams, Into Mona Lisa, Into Killing It Girl. With Mona Lisa, we felt like that was a super like female empowerment song, like mm-hmm. celebrating women, being like, you're holding it down for yourself, girl, like you are incredible, you're like the picture of beauty, you know.
Yeah.
And this is just the next progression past that. Mm-hmm. And what makes it so amazing too is that he's doing this without objectifying women.
Yeah.
Like I don't feel objectified by these lyrics. I feel celebrated. I feel empowered. I feel mm-hmm. powerful, you know.
Yeah.
I feel encouraged.
Yeah. Like you have such a strong impact, right? Like you really are just making people drop dead in the street because you're so gorgeous. But yeah, does not objectify at all. It's crazy to me because Mona Lisa was so empowering, and I felt like, wow, he's really praising women. And here he is again, like even doing it further while also making it more sexy without being, you know, like he's offending us.
It's not distasteful.
Leave it to J-Hope. It really is a great workout song. I told you, Kayla, I've been training for a 10K, and so I've been running a lot, and I ended up putting this song like smack dab in the middle of my long run, and it was perfect because I was definitely struggling, and then all of a sudden J-Hope is in my ear saying, "You're killing it, girl," you know, and I'm like, I am killing it, like I can't stop now, like I have to keep going. It was so encouraging and motivating to just keep moving forward, because I felt like I was killing it, like I'm killing this workout.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's get into the lyrics. Just a general overview of what these lyrics are talking about. Like we've been saying, it is the ultimate female empowerment song, just from a male's perspective. Not any male, though. Like, this is this super fucking hot man, you know, who's shirtless, singing to us, dancing for us, telling us
this that man we are, we've been obsessed with for 8 years, yes, you know, or 12 years, or however long we've been army.
In a thunderstorm on the street, dancing for your attention, peacocking. Right. We've talked about J-Hope peacocking before.
Seriously, he's the king of peacocking.
Yeah,
ever since the Bapse dance practice music video.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's putting it all out there because he wants. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. But hearing it from him in these lyrics is just insane. Yeah. It's really the best. Yeah. So let's get into it.
Let's do it. I love at the beginning they say like you're tuned in to the one and only J-Hope. Like, mm-hmm. yes, and we are tuned in. Like, we're tuned the fuck in. Mm-hmm. At the beginning he says, "You're killing it, girl. 10 out of 10. You're killing it, girl. Baddest of your friends. You're killing it, girl." And I just love that because it's like, you know, like you and me, we're not competitive with each other. Mm-hmm. Like, we would never compare our bodies or our jobs or anything like that. But there is something that makes you feel so good personally when you're like working on yourself in the gym, or you just like have been working on some things in yourself, and like you do feel like you're really fine, and you could like step out with anybody and be just as fine as them, you know. Mm-hmm. So it does feel good to be like, oh yeah, baddest of your friends. Like, he could see you in a sea of women and be like, that's you. Yeah. You know, like, yes. I love that line.
Yes, you're looking that good. He says, "Came here in a Lambo. Oh, you killing it, girl. All without a man." And I love the mention "all without a man" because I think this is again that like really charismatic way of saying, oh, you are so, so fine. Like, you really don't need a guy. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't, you know.
But let me have you, please.
Right. Like, I'm dying for you. Yeah. I'm dying for you. But yeah. Looking that good without a man.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yep. Especially like the "came here in a Lambo." He's like already acknowledging your success.
Yes.
He's like, you're fine. You're successful. Like, you obviously don't need a man, but like, can I please like have a chance, a moment here? In his first verse, he says, "Runway ready. Got to get some confetti because we got to celebrate like it's your birthday." And I am remiss that I just had my 30th birthday because can you imagine blasting this song on your birthday? Especially like a milestone birthday like that, posting it with your story of like your outfit,
have this song, this part of the song playing on your story, just perfectly saying celebrate like it's your birthday.
So good. And he, you know what he's celebrating here? He's celebrating you. Mm-hmm. He's celebrating the birth of you, because what a gift you are to this world. You know, like, so good. Such a good lyric.
Yes. Yeah. "Looking like a 20 from Korea to Miami. Oh, I want to get with you in the worst way. It should be a crime just to look that fine." Okay, lots to unpack here. I love the Korea to Miami, like very much like Korea US connection there.
Worldwide.
"Looking like a 20, even more than a 10. And then, okay, I kind of want to go off the birthday lyrics too, because I always think of like celebrate like it's your birthday. I feel like birthday sex is like such a thing, you know? And then he's saying like, want to get with you in the worst way, like freaky.
Right.
J-Hope.
Yes. He wants to have the nastiest with you, you know?
Freaky. But I love his delivery of the line, "It should be a crime just to look that fine." Like the waving of his hand back and forth in rhythm with how he raps that part is perfection to me. I said, "You will never catch me listening to this song and not singing that line with him." Like, that's how much I love it.
Yeah.
He also like does that in the car mirror, like in the music video.
Yeah, he's looking in the motorcycle mirror.
The motorcycle mirror, yeah. The river mirror.
It's so good.
So cool. Love it, love it.
He also says, "Girl, if you single, let me make you mine." And this just goes along with like him, like he's not demanding. He's like really genuinely asking, like, can I have, you know, he's shooting a shot. And I love this next line, "Call a nurse before it gets worse. I'm a really, really need first aid." I know every single, not even just nurse, but like healthcare worker who's an army, like lost it at that line.
Anyone who's certified in first aid is like, oh, yes. Oh, yes, I'm there.
I can help.
He's talking about me.
Right.
It's me.
I'm the one you're looking for. Right. But I thought that was a great line, like the nurse and the first aid back and forth.
Especially with
there.
The killing it girl and like the themes of him continuously passing out and falling over in the music video.
Right.
It's very fitting where he's like, yeah, I'm gonna need first aid.
I agree.
That's how much you're destroying me. Well, let's get into Glorilla's verse.
Yeah. Okay, so Glorilla comes in after the second chorus, and you hear her a tiny bit in the second chorus, like towards the last part of his lines. She's like, he says, "Oh, you killing it, girl?" And she says, "Yeah, I know. You know, I love that. So empowering." She starts by saying, "Murder for hire, Mike Glow Myers," like a play on Michael Myers, you know, like she's out here killing it. She is, though, she's embodying the woman that's killing it. Mm-hmm. She said, "I keep my foot up on their necks and my heels high." Like, yes, like she's not letting anybody breathe, you know, might take your man and tell you go take it to trial, bitch. Like she is, you know, she's going along with this like murder and, you know, like the killing it, like
the killing
she is
her.
Killing it. Yeah.
You can tell that like, again, we've talked about other features and how maybe it feels a little disconnected from the song. This is very much connected with the song. You could tell that she thought about these lyrics and really played off the killing it girl. And she's like, oh, yeah, murder for hire. You know, I'm take me to trial. Like,
right.
Yeah.
It's like you. And then even like the next line, "I'm dead serious. Baddest chick alive." Like she's killing it. Dead serious. Like I just she has excellent wordplay here in this
Lots
verse.
Of great wordplay. Yeah. She goes on to say, "He must be a tire the way he trying to roll up." I think that's hilarious. Like comparing it like a man to a car tire or something, like rolling up. Like it's just kind of funny.
It is, because you know, it also places like the importance on the woman and the less importance on the man.
Yes.
It's like even more empowering. She's like, I mean, and also at the same time in the music video, we're seeing J-Hope in a car.
In a car.
You know, it's like perfect.
Simultaneously. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Then she says, "Lawyers getting hired, they know I'd be killing it. Blood on the scene, period." Again, needing lawyers, like multiple people are getting lawyers against her. Like that's how much she's killing it.
Right.
The blood on the scene, again, going along with that like murder aspect. But I just had this moment of like, does she add period? Because like, just we're talking about females and women here and women empowerment and like just like blood and period. I thought there was some wordplay going on there.
1000%, you know, especially because she like lets it roll a little bit, you know, it's like ooh ooh ooh, and then she goes period. You know, like I'm like, yes, they just talked straight up about having a period in a BTS song. Like I love that she put this line in here. That's probably my favorite line.
I really like it. Her delivery is excellent.
Towards the end of her verse, she says, "There go the yellow tape. Now sit back and pay attention and let me show you how to slay." Like again, crime scene and focus on me. And then like going along with that killing it theme with like the slay. Like I just thought that was immaculate.
Yes.
Such a great verse from Glorilla here.
It's fantastic. Yeah. I have a lot of admiration for her and her writing ability after like kind of getting into her verse here. I'm like, okay, yeah, she really delivered.
She is a really great lyricist. Like we listened to a couple of her other songs when getting ready for research. And I remember the one song Tomorrow Too with Cardi B. We were like, dang, this verse is long. Like she was just going and flowing.
Yeah.
So what an excellent feature here and a great person to like represent that female empowerment in the song.
This was a big feature. Just wasn't anyone.
No.
So I thought they did.
I put this up there with like getting Megan Thee Stallion, you know, getting Lotto. Like that's a big feature.
I agree.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, we love the lyrics of the song. Mm-hmm. They're super fun. We're not over them. We all won't be.
Let's get into what we're really looking forward to talking about, which is the music video and the choreography. Are you kidding me?
First of all, the first thing we have to say is that J-Hope is so fucking hot in this video.
Yeah.
Like, above anything else, like, this is probably what, besides the music, what had Bethany losing sleep. This is like, I remember, I don't know if I think I started watching the video before I sent it to you. And then when I got to the part where he was fucking shirtless, immediately paused, had to send it to you like, Bethany, what the fuck?
No, you got to see this right now. Yeah.
Texting all craps, he's shirtless, like, mm-hmm. No. So yeah, he looks ridiculously fine, like the shirtless with like the motor jacket, you yes. know, and like the, like, I don't know, like his hair is kind of like wet but pushed back but mm-hmm. falling in his face at the same time, and like his visuals, he's giving the best yes. visuals,
and he
this.
Has a little bit of like eyeliner going on yes. too, like this smudgy eyeliner, which is making him look real dark mm-hmm. and it's giving a little Jack in the Box, but like he's just got the sex appeal turned up, like he's not moody, he's just like hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, oh, the shirtlessness with this motor jacket.
Listen, I don't know why we saw the concept photos of him being shirtless, but we did not think that he was going to be shirtless in the music video.
We're fools. We're stupid. I don't know why we did not anticipate that would happen.
Like, it did not even cross our minds one bit. We were like, oh my God, he released like these photos, like, mm-hmm. you know, but I never for one second thought, oh, he's doing this in the music video. And like, man, live in video is so much better than just a photo.
Yeah.
Like, damn.
You see the abs, you see the pecs, mm-hmm. you just, ah. Everything
did not disappoint.
No, and there's something about the jacket over his nudity. I don't know what that's about, but like, it just makes it even
and you know
more
what
sexy.
This is a theme with BTS, and we have to pay homage to Park Jimin, who started it with his Face album with Set yeah. Me Free, being shirtless with the jacket over and the tattoo across his torso but still shirtless.
Yeah,
he kicked it off. Jungkook did it next. J-Hope now, and I bet Taeyong is next, I'm just saying.
No. Oh, God.
It's got to be him.
Send help.
It's going to be, but like...
I was talking to Caroline, one of the Iconics that comes to our hangouts and stuff, and she's a V-Hope bias too. Mm-hmm. And we were just talking about him being shirtless, and she's like, are we no longer a society? Like, there's no rules anymore. Like, there just anything is... up for grab. Like,
no, but really, remember when Jimin did Like Crazy and there was female dancers and uh-huh. it was like a scandal?
Yeah.
And people were like, oh my God, like there's women dancing with him, and it was like a big thing. Mm-hmm. And then like, I mean, look at the women dancing in this video, fucking owning it and killing it, and nobody's gonna say a damn thing because mm-hmm. it works so well, and oh, like yeah. it needs to happen.
I mean, how can you not be grateful? Yeah. Like, just shut up. Appreciate the art.
Seriously.
I think I also tweeted out saying, like, man, I can't even fully appreciate how much this whole, the song, the choreography, the videography, every element of this song is perfection 10 out of 10. But I'm like, I'm just a girl, and all I can, like, I can't even describe how much I appreciate all of that because I'm so blinded and tone deaf to just, like, J-Hope being hot, you know?
Like, shirtless Hoseok. That's, like all it is. Shirtless Hoseok. Yes. But really, at the end of the day, we're just women.
Yeah.
You know, like, this is ultimately, like, this is what he wanted, the reaction mm-hmm. he wanted from this song and this music video, and he is getting it
yeah.
because this is what he gave us yeah. to work with.
He
so.
Looks so good.
Mm, ridiculous.
But let's talk
Wait,
about...
I'm sorry, but I also yeah. just have to say again, I can't believe that he performed shirtless in concert. I cannot believe
yes.
that he unzipped that fucking jacket like a tease. He did it after one verse and then like performed with the open jacket shirtless for the rest of the concert. Like, he did Bapse shirtless.
I know. Can you... To anyone who was at that concert, I mean, that's just such an iconic moment. Yeah, you're one of the very few who have gotten to see J-Hope live shirtless.
And
like
ARMYs who have been around since like 2017 or earlier, like we never thought that something like this would happen. They used to like put an emoji over their tummies if they came out
or
in like a
shoulder.
Dance practice music video. Right.
Any kind of skin. They were like, cover it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, the tummy slips constantly were mm-hmm. covered, and mm-hmm. now we're just like, yeah, No rules. It's just everything's
like
out
Caroline
there.
Said, like, we have no
I
laws
guess they
anymore.
Said okay in their contract. Nudity.
Maybe so.
Acceptable.
And they don't, I mean, they don't all have to do it, right? Like, they can do it if they want to, but clearly yeah. J-Hope wanted to.
Yeah.
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 Thank God for that.
Okay. Well, let's get into the actual, like, cinematography and how much we have an appreciation for this, just the filming of this music video right. and also the choreography, of course. So, the director for the music video was Cody Creechele, and then the director of photography was Alex Givajich. And I just have to say, Cody, major props, major kudos. It's just, this video is top tier. Like, the direction is very, like, you can tell there is so much intention by a lot of these shots.
Yeah.
The color, the black and white, the way that the camera, like, rolls or fades or zooms in, out, shifts. Like, it's just incredible. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Clear
very
vision.
Well done.
Yeah.
Very well done. And then this also really just the cinematography paired so well with the choreography. So let's give a shout out to the choreographers. Sienna Lalau, who we know that. We know her from the lab. Minbro, Googie, Yoon Seon Yun, and then Todd Williamson. So we've gotten to see a couple of these people who have been mentioned on his Instagram. Just so much praise for all of it. There are so many iconic moves, so many iconic shots mm-hmm. that just look so cool. So we'll get here into some more details on what exactly we found to be, like, pretty outstanding in this music video.
Yeah.
So right at the beginning when he's laying on the ground, it's just an incredible shot too. Like, a terrible angle for any other person,
literally any other person,
mesmerizing. Like, you are just, like, drawn in on J-Hope. He looks so good here. But when he's laying on the road, the way that he turns his head left and right to the side, the camera work kind of, like, rotating above him, looking as if, like, the camera's just moved, but it, like, it hasn't. It just gives the effect of J-Hope moving his head side to side. It's so cool. It's just perfectly placed in J-Hope's point of view. So, like, you feel like you were laying there right next to him where he's looking. It's very, very cool. Also, the upside down shot of him in the middle of this road, like, mm-hmm. laying right on those double lines. Like, it's just super, super cool.
And it's really visually appealing, like, and satisfying to see. And you mentioned more earlier with, like, his eye makeup or, like, mm-hmm. Jack in the Box. But the camera movement that, like, shifts from side to side and his head kind of rolls with it mm-hmm. reminds us of that as well mm-hmm. And again, like, just praising J-Hope for his continuity in his solo work, like,
yeah,
it's so, it feels so him every single time.
Yes.
I think that there is a super neat shot of J-Hope, like, he starts on the street, he's getting pulled up on this, you know, get, it's like he's getting pulled up from mm-hmm. the street, like, he's not getting up himself, he's being like, it's as if the power of this woman who's killing it is, like, reviving him and pulling him upwards. Yeah.
Like levitating. He is not moving a muscle. Like, yeah. He's just being pulled up.
It's so yeah. good. And I also feel like he looks so hot here. Like, he's like, it's like low jaw shot, like, kind of looking down on us, and he just looks mm-hmm. really fine.
Yeah.
And then once he gets up, the camera spins around him so much as if he's kind of, like, in a daze. And
yeah.
then it flips him into this, like, first kind of street vendor area where he's doing the first choreography yeah. with, and, like, in the first verse.
Yeah. That spin also really feels like, again, like, he's being revived. Like, yeah. he's just dropped dead on the ground, and
right.
then he's pulled up and he spins, and, like, boom, he's got energy again.
He's back into it. Yeah, yeah. That's, like, the energetic punch for him.
Yeah.
That's his, like, what, like, AED machine, like, yeah. got him right there.
Yeah.
yeah.
Shock him back.
Right. There we go. Also, just, like, with the cinematography, the camera follows his facial expression so well in the first chorus that he does after the first verse, mm-hmm. where he, like, turns his head to the side two different times. He gives us, like, different visuals each time, like, the second time he smiles mm-hmm. and is just, like, super sly, super sexy. It's so good. It's mm-hmm. so good how it follows him like that. It really makes, even though he has these other background dancers and they're, like, on scene in Thailand, like, it makes him seriously the center focus. Like,
yes.
you're, like, you can't draw your eye away the
yeah.
whole time.
Yeah. You can tell that the director really honed in on those facial expressions too and realized how much it was, like, contributing to
yeah.
the entire feel of this music video.
I yeah. agree.
Love, 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 love the shot of him coming up to that motorcycle and looking in the mirror and I mean, you can just see two J-Hopes there, which yeah. also is giving a little Jack in the Box.
Totally. Oh my God.
Because you also see him in two different shots, too, when he's in the car in the rearview mirror. Like, you yeah. see him in the driver's seat, and then you see him in the back seat.
Right.
Very cool.
Cool mirror work.
Little mirror work. I'm here for it. I think it's clever. I don't know. It just adds and enhances the music video a lot.
Double J-Hope, double the hotness. Mm-hmm. Like, for real.
Mm-hmm. And then we get this incredible first, like, dance scene for the chorus where it's all the guys. J-Hope is in this fantastic outfit. His hair is just so gorgeous. Mm-hmm. I think, like, we get really, really...
Like, three different hairstyles from him yeah. this time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We get just really great shots of the choreo here. The hip thrusting,
the like crossing the his swing. Hands like over his hips and like thrusting with it. So he like he really gets into it.
Yeah,
there.
And those yeah. facial expressions, yeah. like he's snarling. Mm-hmm. He's like he's given us like the true BTS like Pepsi, right. like just nasty facial expressions love that it. We're just here for.
It's what we live for. Uh-huh. I also you mentioned the sweater. I fucking love this black sweater. It reminds me of like I know you guys all know like Yoongi's seesaw sweater from that viral video that had like 100 million views on Twitter or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like that sweater, like the stringiness of it, except for all black. And yeah. it's just so hot here. And this is like before we're to the shirtless part of the music video. I'm mm-hmm. already like, oh my God, he's so hot. Like his stomach is out. You can like see his chest through the shirt a little bit. Like I was already drooling.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even know what I was in for in like another 30 seconds.
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah. But I love this outfit.
I love this outfit too. Yeah. I love his hair. I love the black and white. To me, seeing all the guys dance like this, like reaching out, it looks like they are like just doing anything they can to get this girl's attention yeah. and be like, I will work so hard for you. Like, love
yeah.
it.
And the black and white, we haven't even talked about the beginning. Like this whole part of the music video has been in black and white so far. Mm-hmm. And it's honestly like the first time you watch it, you don't think too much about it.
Uh-uh.
And it's for such a purpose, because then when it switches to color, that's like when he's shirtless and it makes it so much more impactful.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. It's such a genius move by the director. Yeah. I think it's so good.
We also, just going into record here, we were thinking about like the black and white and then when the color comes in, and we noticed that the girl, like the female dancers are not present when it's black and white. But once it turns color and after, just like right after Glorilla's verse, it's like she shifts us into now there's women on set and mm-hmm. now there's color brought into the world.
Right.
Like I feel like it's additional like female empowerment. Like right. you bring color.
You're bringing life and you life know, vibrancy.
Yeah.
And yeah, like you offer like, and that's also when like the music video really takes a step up. Mm-hmm. So I love that idea.
Right. And then going off symbolism some more in the music video, we have to talk about this black cat. And we really feel like the black cat is a symbol of women or femininity. And yeah. just like every single time this black cat crosses by, J-Hope passes out or the guys pass out. And
right.
we really think that the black cat is like this to symbolize like this absolutely gorgeous woman who,
like killing it
yeah. yeah just can't handle it
right
yeah and he just falls flat in his face every time.
I love the idea of this black cat representing femininity.
Yeah.
We also looked up, like, I know in American culture a lot of times a black cat is like associated with like bad luck or superstition, but in Korea it's not associated with that at all. It's associated mm-hmm. with like joy and happiness and like mm-hmm. good fortune. So I love that it means something different there, and so I don't think that this would mean like a bad luck or bad omen in this video
no.
at all. That's where we really went into like this is all about femininity, female empowerment, that mm-hmm. kind of like that physical or like that visual example of like killing it and like stopping him dead in his tracks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly it. I think it's hilarious watching this cat stroll by every time he's like laying flat in the middle of the street.
Yeah.
Like it's kind of funny too. Like it has just maybe slight little bit of humor and like just, yeah, a little bit of laughter.
Yeah. Like
to
you
it.
See it at the beginning before he like gets up off the ground. And then like another yeah. main point that you see it is, well, you see it during Glorilla's verse. They do like a black cat like licking her lips, which mm-hmm. I think is, I iconic. And then when he's in the car, the black cat crosses the path and the car has to slam on its brakes. And that's like what spurs us into that verse where he gets out. And it gets us, puts us in the color too. And then at the
him
end.
Him getting out of that car.
I know, and slamming that car.
Slamming the door and snarling at us. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And he really brought so much charisma to this music video.
Yeah, he did. I mean, who are we talking about here?
He just knows ARMY so well, and he's like, I know exactly what to do.
He's just a master of his craft too. Like, absolutely. He's such an excellent dancer that like those facial expressions and all those different like micro expressions and things that he's doing is like, he knows how to do that so well that it just takes it to the next level. I also just love the black cat crossing his path again at the end of the video, like when he passes out, and that's what kind of makes the video cyclical. Like, it starts and ends with that. Like, he's killed. He's dead. You know, death by gorgeousness.
Yes. Yeah. I do too. I love that continuity. Just have to say, major props to all of the dancers in this video. There is so much charisma from each and every dancer, including J-Hope. But obviously, J-Hope is in the center and we're all drawn to him. But if you take a moment to look to his left or right or back behind him, they're all fantastic. There's just really a lot of chemistry on set. I was telling Kayla, we really need a behind for this music video shooting. I'm sure we're probably going to get it soon, but as of when we're recording now, we don't have it. But I can't imagine that, like, on set, that this had to have been such high energy. Everyone had to have been really getting along. Like, it makes me think of when he did Chicken Noodle Soup with Becky G and like all of the dancers there and how they were all just having so much fun. I feel like this team of dancers had to be really close, and they, I mean, you can even see in the performance video, like the dance practice video too, they're like hyping each other up and all that. So I felt like the chemistry and electricity that you feel in this music video, it's so strong to me that I feel like they had to have naturally had some chemistry offset too. Like, I just feel like there was a lot of connection. I loved the coupled up interactions between the men and the women. For some reason, this like level of just attractiveness, like men, women attraction. It reminded me a lot of like the Step Up movies.
Yeah.
And I can't even remember when I watched the
Step
Up movies.
Like
the
plot lines. Yeah.
Yes.
Just remember like hot Channing Tatum.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of like just hot sexual tension. And I just feel like that chemistry is brought into this music video, which is a big part of what the song is about. Kind of just feels like a celebration of just like strong compatibility and chemistry.
Yeah. I think they did a great job of showing that. I totally get the Step Up characteristics, especially in the last scene of the music video where it's like kind of stormy. It's rainy. It gives like that rain scene from Step Up. Totally. I going off of what you're saying, the female background dancers just like seriously have to give them their props specifically because they stand out to me so much. Like, even with shirtless Jung Ho Seok right there in front of my face, when they first like pop up in the background and they throw their hands in the air and they've all got this huge smile, it's like declaring, here I am, like I'm the center of attention, like I'm the purpose for this song.
Yeah.
And I just love that so much. And like, while they're getting their debut, like the male dancers are like working hard for their attention, like getting on the ground, getting lower, and it's just like the women are just like the total center of attention from like
celebratory hands back behind them, like, yeah, I did that.
Yeah, like, I'm killing it. Like, I love that so much. Like, I see myself in those women every single time that I watch this video. It makes it so fun. And you can tell, again, like, what you're saying with their chemistry and how the energy everybody brings to the set, like, they're having a great fucking time. Yeah. You know, such great performers.
Yes. Yeah. And the female dancer that dances with J-Hope, major props to her too. She did a fantastic job. She's also giving a lot of the same like charisma that he is. Like, you can see like I feel like there had to have been auditions or something
for
of that extent for her part in this. But they have a lot of chemistry. Like, it doesn't feel
awkward. The
talent
for her to be able to stand up and like match energy with J-Hope.
Yeah.
And like facial expression and ability. Like, that is an insanely talented woman.
She did not hold back. And you can tell that she's enjoying it too. Like, she's having fun. Like, what an opportunity to dance with him. So, yeah.
Yeah.
amazing. Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
He just, oh, the furrowed brow when he looks down at her.
When she's like touching his chin.
No. And then he has to like walk away. Oh, you know, you can see like he just like it just he wants her.
She's like literally killing him. Yeah. Like Bethany said, we really want and need a behind for this video. It's not out yet, but we do have the choreography version of the music video. And like you said earlier, we did get the dance practice video as well, but just have to praise the choreography version a little bit. Like, honestly, in the original music video, we did get a good amount of the choreo. So we didn't feel like we desperately needed the choreography video, but we're obviously so, so glad and grateful that it came out. Also, like, we got to see it live in concert too, since he released this song before his last two concerts. Like, how amazing to also see the live performances as well. But yeah, we love the choreography music video as well. There's a couple like new scenes, and it's just, I mean, I love seeing more of like the black sweater, black sweater outfit, like, because I love it so much. So we get like extended choreo of that. It's so good.
Yeah, and you get it in color too, right? So like, you get to appreciate that sweater just a little bit more.
Totally. Yeah.
I love that outfit too, just because I feel like that main like hip thrusting move, I think you all know what I'm talking about. That's like so on point. Like, it's like three hip thrusts like right in a row.
I feel like leg out.
That outfit like accentuates it.
Yeah, like bounces with it. And his stomach jumps out, and
love the choreo. The choreo. It suits the lyrics and the beat both so well. J-Hope slays and stuns with it. Could praise it forever.
Incredible.
Yeah. We did also get a new scene too of him dancing with just the female dancer too, like in a diner, kind of like, I don't know like a restaurant, what kind of room.
It's like pretty empty.
It's inside though. Yeah, it's inside. Again, just lots of great chemistry between these two dancers. Like, when I say these two dancers, like, hello, J-Hope.
Right.
Like, J-Hope, and her name is Alyssa, I think.
I think so.
Yeah.
What I love about that scene is like in the regular choreography, like what you see performed on stage, there's a part where all the women get like down on the ground and kind of like, you know, roll onto their knees, roll up, stand up. In this choreography music video, she does that, and then J-Hope gets down on the ground and like crawls under her legs.
Yeah.
Like that, like kind of dominatrix, like get you know, like I love that shit. That's so awesome. Kind of like that balance, you know, between the two. I thought that was a great addition to the choreography music video.
It's so fantastic. Like, the women really are like, they are so confident, and they know the effect that they're having on these men. And it's just, it's so fun to see. It's like kind of like a playful banter in a way of like them being like, ooh, you want me, and the men just like suffering.
Yeah.
It's just great.
I love it. It's so good. And honestly, like, this video could not exist in this way without the female dancers. Like, they contribute so much.
Yeah.
And I think that goes along with like the lyrics celebrating like how much we're killing it.
Yeah.
And yeah, I love this song so much. Bethany, I know you love this song.
Oh, I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed. On loop forever.
On loop. Perfect workout song. Perfect, like, you're not feeling yourself, turn on killing it girl song. Yeah. Like, seriously, like, so you should be feeling yourself, because you're killing it, you know?
Yeah. Have you, one last random thing, have you ever heard of like people who run like 10Ks and stuff like that? They'll listen to just one song the entire time. I'm like borderline, like, could I listen to this song the entire time?
I think,
like,
I could do that. You should try. You should, on like your next like long run, you should see what that's like for you.
I probably won't do that, but well, I mean, like the whole, like the actual 10K day, I probably won't do just this.
Try
song.
It ahead of
but
time.
But I could definitely, on like my next run.
You should put it on your playlist like multiple times.
Oh, it's gonna be on there
though.
Multiple times.
Yeah.
Easily. I'm gonna need the boost multiple times.
At every like paced out mile mark, you know, you need.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen to it six times.
Give me that little push.
Right, that's right. Oh, hell yeah. Well, we clearly love this song so much. We are so, so grateful to J-Hope for coming out, giving us shirtless, like, I mean, sexy, just everything.
Yeah.
We can talk for an hour about it, but we're still speechless about it. Like, it's seriously, it's like,
everything is a 10 out of 10.
We just watched a music video again before recording, and we're like, he's insane. Like, cannot believe he did this. Like, this is unhinged. Like, what the fuck? So loving it so much.
Yeah. The song, it's great. The video, it's great. The meaning of the song is great. Like, all of it. Yeah. It's, I put it up there with like the impact Dash Patel had.
Oh my god.
Like, that's how I feel about this song, if that says anything.
That was probably the last song that you really lost sleep over.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also want to say we're days away from Yoongi being released from service.
Yes.
So like, we cannot wait. We are really, really, really hopeful that they will do like a OT7 Weverse live at some point after that, and not make Yoongi just do one by himself.
Mm-hmm.
That's not his vibe. And I cannot wait to see them all back together and like talking to us and maybe giving us some like ideas of like what they're gonna do. Mm-hmm. Like maybe they'll have like kind of a later, we're still hoping on like kind of that Festa dinner just later on once Yoongi gets out as well. So I'm very excited to talk about that hopefully next episode.
Yeah me too. All the Festa content, believe us, we have been watching their Weverse lives after coming out of the military. Like, we'll cover a lot of it later.
We need to talk about them.
Had to talk about Kalani Girl.
I mean,
yeah,
there was nothing
I'm
else.
Sure you all wanted to talk about it too, so.
But anyways, we are so grateful for you listening. Let us know your thoughts on Killing It Girl, and what you thought about Shirtless J-Hope and the end of the Hope on the Stage tour.
Yeah.
Bethany, what should they talk about in the Spotify comments this time? What questions should they answer?
What was your favorite part of the music video?
Yeah. Maybe? Tell us that. What's your favorite part of the music video?
Yeah.
You can, of course, find links for all of the things in the description.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, and thanks for standing BTS.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.